This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Despite vaccines in development, the head of the World Health Organization is cautioning that the treatments have yet to prove effective. Reuters' Zachary Goldman has more.
The World Health Organization warned on Monday that despite strong hopes for a vaccine,
there is no silver bullet at the moment, and there might never be.
The director general of the WHO said there were concerns that vaccines might not prove effective or that they might convey protections for just a few months. He said, for now, stopping outbreaks hinged on the difficult task of testing, tracing, and social distancing. According to a Reuters tally, more than 18 million people around the world are reported to have been infected with the disease, and 688,000 have died.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. In the United States, which has about one-fourth of the world's cases, negotiations continue between the White House and congressional Democrats on a new aid package that would include federal money to help the millions of people who are unemployed. Australia's second most populous state, Victoria, says military personnel will be deployed to help in containing the COVID-19 outbreak. Australia, once heralded as a global leader in containing COVID-19, is desperately trying to slow the spread of the virus in Victoria to prevent a national second wave of infections. India's daily confirmed coronavirus infections have topped 50,000 for a seventh straight day, bringing the national total to more than 1.8 million cases. Brazil is driving a surge in Latin America, where infections have topped 5 million. Only the United States has been affected worse. For more, go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.